There is a solution.
There is?
Yes, if you insist. I'll save you from temptation, suspicion, greed, and temptation.
You said temptation twice.
Because it's twice as dangerous.
Oh, well, it sounds pretty good to me.
How can you say that temptation sounds good to you?
No, I mean your deal.
Oh, yes, the deal. Yes, it's an excellent deal. All you have to do is turn your corn cob over to me.
You mean give it up?
What you will be giving up, Drover, is the source of many of your problems.
Oh, but won't I be penniless then?
In a sense, yes, but what would you do with a penny if you had one?
I don't know. I just don't want to be penniless.
Yes, I see what you mean. Tell you what we can do, Drover. You give me the corn cob, and I'll owe you a penny. As long as someone owes you a penny, you can't possibly be penniless. He scratched his ear and thought it over.
That sounds reasonable.
Of course it's reasonable. Why don't we mosey over to the garden? It's going to spare you a lot of grief, and if you'll just show me where you buried that old corn cob, we'll have everything fixed up. I started towards the garden, but he didn't move. What's the matter?
Well, it sounds reasonable, Hank, but I think I'll hang on to that old corn cob.
In spite of what it's doing to your personality, you would actually risk our friendship over one measly corn cob?
Oh, heck no. But I think I'd do it for a priceless corn cob.
I see. Yes. Very well, Drover. I can't tell you how disappointed I am.
Oh, good.
You've made this decision. Now you'll have to sleep in it.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired.
So if you'll remain exactly where you are, I shall return to the garden and retrieve my fortune. When I've gone, you may go get yours.
Okay, and then I'll go get mine.
Exactly. I started backing toward the garden. I had hoped it wouldn't end this way, Drover. And don't ever say that I didn't try to save you.
I won't tell anybody if you won't.
So long, Drover. I hope you can live with yourself after this.
Me too. I wouldn't know where to go if I couldn't.
Suddenly, I turned and sprinted into the darkness, leaped over the garden fence, and saved my priceless corn cob from the greedy clutches of a former friend.